Yo, I really be feeling like we're like at a Marvel movie or something. I really be getting excited when that comes on, that music.
Yes, indeed.
It makes me happy on the inside. I just wanted to say that, but hello everyone. Welcome to Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit, the podcast where we fearlessly navigate the complexities of life, love, grief, and the extraordinary journey of healing. We invite you to join us on this raw and unfiltered exploration as we share our personal stories, triumphs, and challenges to inspire and uplift. We know that right now and in the world in general, it often encourages us to mask our struggles and pretend that everything is okay. But we're choosing to lead with love and vulnerability. So it's finally time to collectively address our own shit and have some real conversations. So we're here to voice the things that you might not have verbalized or even thought about so that we can get to the root of the shit and heal. So 2024 is the year of popping that shit. All right. We are done with being fake, humble, and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to run down who we are, what we do. Hello again. My name is Kimberland. I am an educational advocate, activist, and consultant. I am a visionary and motivational speaker. I'm a virtual producer, a network executive. I'm a professional frolicker, an intuitive, melanated life coach, and I'm also an expat currently living in Mexico City, Mexico. And tonight, I'm one of these hoes. Hey.
Yes,
Yes, for the
indeed.
air horn.
Yes, we was queued up. We ready to go. We ready to ride, baby. Yes, indeed. Hello, y'all. My name is Bianca Goolsbee, and I am a digital strategist, an activist, and a consultant. I'm also a newly private investigator and a receipt collector, so please put some respect on my name. We are getting these receipts, baby. I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, educate, advocate, coach, and heal. I'm a digital nomad, so I'm currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. Last episode, I was in Cincinnati. Now I'm in Tallahassee. We are here, baby. And so my goal and my mission in life is empowering others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed, baby. The air horns for yourself. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm a little tickled. I'm a little tickled. But we have three keys here, y'all, that we operate by: accountability, transparency, and integrity. Before we go any further, I do want to make sure that y'all say what's up. So Seychelles is here from Brooklyn, New York. We see y'all watching. Go ahead and drop your info in the comments, all right? And basically, this is the thing, because we international, all right? So we don't know where people might be tuning in from. So as y'all are coming in, please do say, hey, drop your location in the comments. Talk to us. This is an interactive space that we have here. We are going to speak freely. We going to keep it real. We going to curse if we feel like it. Okay. We're going to make sure that we are saying the things that are in your head that you might not have had a chance to say. And what we need from you is we want you to go on this journey with us. We are not the experts. Okay. We are facilitating this conversation. We are using our lives as an example, but we have by no means arrived. All right. We might be a few steps ahead and we like, hey, sis, watch out. It's a trap over there. It's a speed trap. Nah, stop. Don't speed because they over there. Now, if
Right.
you choose to go over there and speed, now I done told you they over there, now, sis. Come on, you know? So that's what this space is about. So don't be shy. Please do let us know who is watching and where you are watching from, because together we are committed to doing this work to heal. You feel me?
Amen.
You
Yes, indeed.
feel me? Also, go ahead and y'all give us reactions and stuff. Like all of that counts. The likes, the reactions, all of that. And do share this if you find something that we talk about to hit a sweet spot with you. Now, we do have some updates that we need to share
Yes, we
before we
do.
get into the shit today. First of all, did y'all see that intro? baby. Let me tell y'all something about Bianca Goolsbee. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
One of the things that even procrastinated, like we kind of procrastinated with this starting this, is both of us are producers. So we be having that spirit of, we just got to make things a production and be doing too much, right? And we didn't want that to stand in the way of us getting started. But baby, once we done got started, sis done sat up here and just went off. Okay, so all of these bells and whistles and graphics and sounds and all of that stuff that you are hearing, that is courtesy of Bianca Goolsbee. I'm saying, dust the shoulders, pop that shit.
Listen.
Okay.
And y'all can have it too at the right price.
That part. We also help people do this though, right? So as you're watching, if you're like, damn, that's fire, like I would love to know how to do that, make sure y'all connect with us, because this is what we do, all right? So having said that, we have decided on a schedule. So reminder that we will be here with you all every 2 weeks. So every other Wednesday. We also out here on the social medias, y'all. We done went and got an Instagram, a TikTok, and a YouTube, and all of those handles are Heal That Shit. Also, we have a Patreon. So we kind of talked about the behind the scenes stuff is wild that be happening. And funny, and also very, what you laughing at?
I just can't wait for these folks to see how you be doing. I just can't wait, because I'm going to be snitching like it ain't no other. Baby. You be acting up.
I do not know why you would say that. I really don't. And that's why, so I'm happy that the people are going to have an opportunity to see, because I feel like you sometimes embellish and put like sparkles on things, and it really wasn't all of that. Like, so anyway, we'll let the people decide. So we have hours and hours of footage, y'all, of behind the scenes stuff, even from when we first decided to start doing this, right? Because a part of the process of making a podcast is actually thinking about what you want that podcast to look like, sound like, what's your identity, all of that. So like all of this that's coming up, we doing this while we doing this. So again, a few steps ahead, showing you what it looks like, sounds like as we are out here. So we now have a presence. Again, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Patreon, Heal That Shit. On Facebook, we're at Heal That Shit, but with no I. They didn't like that. Also want to remind you that we have some emojis, right? So we are creating a universe over here. And in this universe, we need to be able to identify our people. So we need to be able to be like, you know, who's from the community, who really be rocking with us, right? So we have some community emojis that you can use if you see us in other spaces. So I know I have a couple podcast appearances coming up in the next few weeks. So this is a way to let people know, like, okay, we over there in the Heal That Shit community. We doing this work, okay? So we have these community emojis that we want to remind you all of. And then we also have some other emojis that you will be able to use. And we'll tell you about those in just a moment. So before we go any further, we do need to do a spirit check for today. So a reminder of our feelings wheel that we have here. And let me go ahead and make it full screen just so that you can take a look at that. So basically what happens with this feelings wheel is you're going to find 2 to 3 words that describe how your spirit is feeling right now. And you can just drop them into the comments. Bianca and I are going to do the same. So I'm going to pause for just a moment so that we can look at this feelings wheel and identify what we feeling like today. Okay. All right. Let's see. I feel like we need some elevator music here.
So that is a note next time that we put safe space as the music to go up here, because we also have volume 2 that's going to be releasing soon. So this will be a great opportunity for that.
That is absolutely true. I didn't even think about that. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Okay. I'm just going to reduce it a little bit, but keep us here in case you are still looking at it. So do you have your words for today? What your spirit is feeling like?
So my spirit today is feeling very energetic.
Okay.
That is the word that is sticking out, and there's no other words that are like on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Below that, there are some words that I did see. I saw loving. That is a theme. I just really feel loved and surrounded by love, and that really makes me happy. Just knowing my story, you know how much that means to me. And then, of course, you know, I just really look at this. Excuse me. I really look at this feelings well, and I'm like, okay, there are so many other words that I could try to fit into today, and try to like be like, yes, that's it. But I'm just really kind of just stuck on energetic.
Yeah,
and that has been like the main thing, and then below that is loving for sure. But I'm sure I can identify some more words, but those are the two that I'm going to use for today.
I think if those are the ones that your spirit wants to identify, then that's what they are. Okay, yes, that's what I think. So let me see. For me, I'm going to say that my spirit feels free. And I'm going to go with eager. Ooh. Yeah. Free and eager, and I'll explain why that is in a moment. So again, if y'all are watching YouTube, go ahead and put how your spirit is feeling in the comments, because we really just like to honor the fact that we be coming up in here feeling ways, whether those ways are good ways or whatever. It's not really to judge it. It's really just to think about how we feel in that particular moment and to create space for that. Because a lot of times as Black people, and specifically as Black women, we don't get a chance to just feel, you know, and just make space for those feelings, not to do anything with it, but just to make space for it, right? Being able to name it and all of that kind of stuff. So that is why we do our spirit check. So I'm ready for our transparency moment.
Yes, indeed. I'm ready for the transparency moment too. Let's talk about it. So I'll start.
Okay.
When I tell you, since the last time that we've had our episode, there have been so much that has been downloaded in my spirit that I had to sit and have stillness in order to process it. I am still actively processing the assignments and the things that were told and shared to me as far as my next step and where I'm going. Last episode, I had shared that I had no idea where I was going to go in business and in life and how I was pivoting, and I was unsure. Well, I definitely have more clarity now as to what that looks like, and I'm grateful for it. However, comma, I am going to tell y'all this. I need y'all to listen and to sit still. Otherwise, you are going to be placed in some obstacles and some situations that you might not had been in, but for your stillness and following instructions and doing what you were supposed to be doing. Because I was literally in these digital nomad streets out here from Cincinnati to Tampa, St. Petersburg to New York, back to Tallahassee. Like, I have been all over the map in just this month. Just January. We are 24 days into January, and I have been on and off a plane. And I'm grateful for that, but also there was stillness that I needed to recalibrate and to be the best person that I can be. And in this healing journey, like, I'm taking that seriously. We are talking about my health, folks. So my folks have been on me about being stressed and minimizing my stress, and I have to protect my heart at all costs. So literally, mental health update is what I wanted to share with y'all. I haven't even had a conversation to download all of this with Kimberlyn. This is going to be the first time that she hears some of this with my medicine update. But I literally had a breakdown sharing with y'all how I felt broken because I had to take mental health medicine for having depression, for having some of the thoughts and the feelings that I've had due to some trauma and some situations that have been going on in my life. And I am here to tell you that I am on my process of removing myself and weaning myself off the medication. And I've been doing that successfully since the 15th of this month. And it has been working well for me. My therapist is very happy. And she states that I am a brand new woman than the first time I entered that virtual space with her. And when I tell you, just getting that affirmation of progress means so much to me, because when I looked in the mirror, y'all, I didn't like what I looked like. I get all the compliments in the world of how beautiful I am. And yes, look at me. I am beautiful. But I also had to feel that on the inside too. And that is internal work. And so I'm just here to be vulnerable with y'all so that y'all can also be vulnerable with yourselves. And while we are talking about these selfies and taking these photos and having these moments and the point of stillness, I need y'all to know and I need y'all to recognize that you're going to have to like yourself when those cameras are off. And you're going to have to like yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror. And I had to really do that work and is still doing that work. So thank you for the safe space of even having this conversation about mental health medication. That was something that I didn't feel comfortable ever talking about. But this is a safe space where I felt vulnerable to share that, yes, I needed them. And now I'm at a path where I don't need them anymore. And if I do, I know that that's a tool in my tool belt, that if I need to grab them again, that I have a therapist and a team that can help me re-enter that into my life. And I just also just want to just let y'all know that I am coming here swinging, baby. Okay. And when I say that, there's so much that I have been working on and so many projects that are literally just sitting ready to be released, ready to be birthed, ready to be shared out to the world. And a lot of that was fear of not sharing it, of not putting it out. And now no one can shake me, scare me. I'm not afraid anymore. So with that all being stated, I hope that y'all follow me and subscribe to my newsletter and y'all follow me on my website, because there are so many things independently that I'm working on. And also there's some group projects that I'm working on with my girl Kimberlyn. And here we are. Here we are. So yeah, that is my transparency moment, honey. You're muted, baby.
I'm just talking. You're muted, sis. You're muted.
You're muted.
So I have a question. You were saying that you felt like fear was keeping you kind of paralyzed. What do you think allowed you to shake that fear and like shake out of that paralyzation?
Knowing that God has full control and I can't control what I thought I could control.
How do you feel like you came to that? Like surrendering to understanding God has this and God does not need my assistance.
So stillness, prayer, meditation, seeing angel numbers of confirmation as I'm handling things was really those key indicators for me. But it was my relationship with God as to how I was very certain with my position now today. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because I feel like we often like do the how I got over story, but we kind of skip the process of how I got over. So that's why I was asking, because I think it's very easy for us to be like, oh, yeah. And I kicked fear's ass and I'm out here winning. But like, what was the first step? Because like What does that look like? You know what I mean? Especially when fear has us in a place of feeling so paralyzed and so afraid to make any move or go any direction or what have you. Like, what are those action steps?
So I love where you're going with this, because you are absolutely right. Sometimes we miss those intricate details in the middle and those intricate parts in the middle that changes the trajectory of the entire thing.
Right.
For me, it was being in a situation where I've had so much external stimuli that was pointing me into different directions on what I should go and what I should do. And that was impacting me. My moments of stillness really allowed me to just sit and to be with God so that I can get that direct message from God as to what that plan was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And while there are some people that might not subscribe to Christianity and might believe and have different beliefs, I wholeheartedly believe that you have to believe your belief as long as you are safe with it and as long as you don't cause harm to anyone. Mm-hmm. And my belief system is that there is a God within me and that there is a God that is over us, and we have to tap into that so that we can hear those connections and hear those frequencies. And so my stillness was going through that. But Kimberlyn, like, moments of crying, tears, of pain, of figuring out, like, okay, God, like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here trying to do everything that I can do. I know I'm probably not doing everything step by step, God. I know it. I know I'm hard-headed. But also, God, do I deserve all of this?
Bro, that's what I had that exact conversation. That was my conversation with God on New Year's Eve. I was like, listen, my guy, bro, listen.
Time out.
I don't understand what it is that you feel like I need to be. Can you just tell me? And then we can just go from there. Like, it ain't got to be all this. Real talk. Like, I am less hard-headed than I used to be. I'm listening. Would you just tell me what to do? I felt that.
Yeah. Like, for the folks that are watching, I would love to know, like, if you had any experiences of when you were in stillness, you received clear messages of what your next step should be. And I would love to know in the comments of your story and your testimony as you go through this journey. Remember that this is a safe space and we are here and rooting for you. But when I tell you, this has been such a remarkable journey, I'm excited to write about it, but I'm also very grateful that I went through the obstacles that I went through, because it has shaped my entire life, my story, and what I do next for others.
I like that. And so I just put that question into the comments. What are your stories of getting clear messages from God? Because I'm about to tell you some of mine. Okay. I'm about to tell you some of mine, honey. I got me some updates. You understand me. Okay. First of all, for my show and tell project, I just want to hold this up to the screen. Y'all see what that is right there? Put it into the comments if y'all see what that is. Let me get into this camera so y'all can see this smile, baby. Them braces that came off, sis.
Yes, indeed.
Them braces that came off, sis. I am so excited. It's weird because now I have to get used to talking without the braces. And so it's like I'm hyper aware of the fact that I have teeth in my mouth. It sounds so crazy, probably. But I'm getting used to there aren't any braces. And I'm also like paranoid about, because if any of y'all have had braces in the past, I don't swallow right. So my tongue will like move forward and it pushes my teeth, which is one of the reasons why this is my third time having braces. First time I was like 7 and I broke my retainer. Second time my dog gave my retainer. And this time I don't want to have to get braces again. So I'm like so paranoid about it, but I'm super excited that I got my braces off. So that has happened since our last show. I also wanted to show a video of myself and a video that I made that kind of just encapsulates everything else that I'm gonna say. So I actually forgot I wanted to do this. So let me share the screen right quick. Hold on, hold on. Okay. And you know what's so funny is when you said your therapist, what you said your therapist said, that you're like a new woman.
Yeah.
My therapist said the same thing. She was aww, like, and this is my new therapist that was here in, that's here in Mexico City. But she was like, you're like a new person. She said, you are just like a new person. Okay. Hopefully y'all be able to hear this.
So
can you hear?
Crying, but actually, for a good reason, I am preparing to go and talk to my psychologist in a little bit. And so I was taking a moment to journal so that I can like know what I want to bring up. And while I was writing, I talked about this in a vlog that I'm going to edit and put up on my Patreon, but I basically said that I feel like my life has gone from black and white to color, and I'm starting to feel happy, and I'm laughing, and I feel at peace in my body, and I don't know what day it happened, but I'm so happy it did. And I was just sitting here writing and I just burst out into tears because the last 6 months of my life have been so hard. But I'm finally seeing light in real light, tangible light. I feel hopeful. I feel creative. I feel like I'm living in color. And I wanted to document this because it didn't feel like it would ever get better, but it did. It got better and it gets better. So anybody who's in that situation right now, I just wanted to say it does get better.
I gotta go. So, that is how I feel. I feel like I turned this corner and I noticed that I was able to wake up easier and I opened the blinds sooner. Yesterday, Bianca, I ate 3 times.
Yes, indeed.
3. Today, I've eaten 2. And the reason why that's a big deal, y'all, I usually only eat 1 a day. And that sometimes is a struggle. So I often have to make myself have an appetite with plant-based medicine because I'll go 2 days and I have not eaten anything and just be like, I don't know where my head is hurting because I haven't eaten. So to eat 3 times in 1 day, I was shocked. So, yeah. So that has been happening. I feel like I am living in color. I feel like things are, when you talk about like God sending messages, like God has been yelling. Okay. I'm talking every direction, every time you open Instagram, TikTok, open, look at a clock. Like it has been so, I was going to say wild, but I don't even think I want to use wild here. It has been awesome, like awe inspiring. Like it's just been like every single place God has a message. And that has gotten me so excited because the level of confirmations that I've received about things is just coming. Like I say it and it happens. I met with a literary coach this week about my book project, and she is really excited about it. And I was trying to explain everything. So I'm like, oh my God, it's so big. Like, it's just so much. And she was like, all right, this is your homework. Like, I need you to do this. But she's really, really excited about that. So I'll be officially getting that process started. And I'm going to be starting a new podcast with my cousin. And I am so excited. So imagine me, imagine two of me. Imagine two of me, except my cousin is so witty. Like she is just quick with it. And the two of us together is just a hilarious cackling time, but it's also like super deep. So we are starting a new podcast called You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese.
Yes, indeed. Banger.
So we are going to have our first episode in February, where we'll come and talk about like what the whole point of us starting this podcast is. But when I tell you my heart is happy, this is my cousin. So it's three of us as cousins that grew up kind of like sisters in age, and in our early years, we were usually together and then life. But this cousin is my god sister. She is my sister. Like, so I'm really, really, really excited about that. So again, that's going to be coming. It's called You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese. And ultimately I just feel like I'm back. Like I feel, and I understand that grief is not a contiguous process. It can be very cyclical, but I told my therapist the other day, I was like, I don't want to be afraid of being happy. And I feel like I was being afraid of being happy because I didn't know if it was going to be snatched away at any moment. And even I'm preparing to leave Mexico, and thinking of that, I was like, oh my God, is it too soon? Like, do I need to like do something else? Like those fears automatically started coming in. And I was saying to my psychologist there, I was like, God is sending me so many messages and telling me almost daily, yes, continue in that direction. Like, but here I am still like, you show, like, if you send me another, cause I don't know, like, I'm just, I don't want to be afraid to be happy. So I made a decision that I am going to live in this space of living in color and feeling in color. Like I even noticed my wardrobe changes. When I'm here in Mexico City, I noticed that my wardrobe is very dark, like it's very black, white, gray, denim, and like this army green that I have on. But my life in Colombia is really colorful. You know, it's the blues and the pinks and the oranges and the yellows. And I was like, I can bring that here. Like, I don't have to be there in order to feel that inside my body. So today I was like, I'm switching out and I'm putting my yellow glasses back on because they bring me joy. You know what I mean? So I just really feel like I am living in color. So having said that, I was saying earlier to y'all that we have community emojis. These are the emojis that I want y'all to use for me. Okay. And I said I have some podcast appearances coming up and stuff like that. And I want, if you come or if you want to give me love, like a way to do that is the crayon and the sunflower. And those represent to me that you are supporting me on this journey of living in color. So I will know that you have been here in this universe, in this space, and heal that shit if you start putting those into the comments, because that's where I told you about it. So, that's my update. I was talking like, you got, what questions you got? I know you probably got a billion over there.
I do. I have a lot. So I'm wondering, like, as you are processing this and how radiant you are and the glow that you have, what are some of the takeaways that you could give our audience as far as your journey and inspiring them to continue to keep going, even in moments where you felt that it was pointless to keep going?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And one of the things I do, I said this, I don't know if I recorded this in a video or if I was just talking to myself, but I said, if I did not have faith, I would not be here. Right. So I understand. That's my cousin. I understand differences of denominations. What I don't really understand is not having any type of belief system, because I know by now my relationship with God is so strong that, you know, I'm talking to God all day. Like that's my homie. Like we talk, I mean, relax. Okay. Relax. You know, I just be like, you doing a lie right now, sir. Wait a minute. But that's my homie. Like, we cool like that. My psychologist was like, so God is your best friend. And I was like, that would be accurate, because when I be in here having full on conversations. But God told me to give it 1 year in October. And I kept leaning back on that I knew that I heard that clearly up to give it 1 year. So I just kept saying, if I can just get through the days, it started as just get through the days. Like, I just want to wake up and be able to go to sleep on the other side. Like, all the stuff in the middle, I'm just not going to even concern myself with all of that. I woke up, I completed the day, you know? And then it became, I'm going to focus on one task for the day, you know? So even sometimes things are, it's called the spoon theory. I don't remember if we talked about it, but people that live with chronic illness, you have so many spoons in the day that you allocate for different tasks. And my spoons was wake up, maybe eat, maybe, and go to bed. Right. And then that moved from wake up, take a shower. If I've taken a shower today, mission accomplished. Or it might be today I'm going to make sure I eat. And that's the one thing that I'm doing today. I also echo what you said in the silence, in the stillness. My time when I was in Colombia was very much dedicated to that. And I talked about how my therapist was like, you need to stop working. Like, you really basically need to sit your ass down somewhere. We need to sit down some damn time. Okay. So I'm very excited, let me just say, to hear you making that connection, ma'am, Miss, hopping on the flight every other week, because
relax.
But I'm saying though, because you know, I was like, oh, you gone again. Oh, you somewhere again? Oh, okay. When is you gonna sit your ass down somewhere? Bruh. So yeah, in the sitting down, there was definitely a lot. And I think I just really had to give myself grace. I'm the type of person I wanted to hurry up and get over with. Like, tell me what needs to happen. I'm going to learn the lesson. I just keep it pushing, right? I just said that a little while ago while we were here. Like, it ain't got to be all that, Lord Jesus. Relax. Okay. But I think accepting that I cannot rush it made me give myself the space to actually feel it. And then once I allowed to feel it, so again, I just learned how to feel 2 years ago. So once I let myself feel and process those feelings, I felt better. Even if there was no solution, I felt better that I had released those feelings. So that's what I would say, is you have to create space for yourself to be able to feel the whatever you are feeling without judging what you are feeling. But you won't be able to do that if you're not still and if you're not talking to God.
Yeah. Yes. Indeed. Yeah.
You got other questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So did you want to tell the people what your emojis are going to be so that they'll know? And then I saw we had a comment come in.
Absolutely. So my emojis are the teddy bear face and the heart hand emoji. Okay.
How you make it do that? Oh, how you make it do hearts? It'll do it if I do it. That is so cool.
Yes, indeed. You did it. You did it.
That is so cool. Okay. So the bear emoji, and do you want to give them any understanding of why those?
Yeah. So the heart hand, I often say that love is the highest frequency. The teddy bear is, if you have followed me for some time now, you know that I'm really big into teddy bear season, and that I am like a teddy bear. I want to be able to give those hugs and that love. So when you see a teddy bear, I want you to think of me. Okay. Teddybearseason.com. And also, here we are.
I love it. I like that yours gets special effects. I'm so jealous. That is so cool. Okay, cool. All right. So I do have a question. And my question is, what's going on in your brain right now? Talk to us about your brain, people, and what's happening currently.
Ooh. All right, so currently I am sitting in my workstation that I haven't sat in for some time now. There are lights above me that are on to illuminate the room, but it's real hot. My brain people are like, yo, there needs to be a fan, some circulation that's happening in here because you're getting real hot. And so I'm like trying to control temperature in my body while I'm sitting here doing the show live. So meaning that y'all can see every action and reaction and movement live as I am trying to adjust the temperature, not with a thermostat nearby. No. With just my stillness in my body and just allowing me.
Where your fan at?
Baby, my fan is all the way in.
What a fan you just had before we came on here.
Oh.
You better use that damn fan.
Yes, indeed. This is why we got people like Kimberlyn. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm like, you had a whole fan. If you don't wave that fan and cool yourself down, sis.
Baby.
How your brain people feel now?
They feel a little better now. They feel a little better now. My mind creatively is thinking of all the things that I want to create for the show. So there were some banners. The fan in the comments, yes, indeed.
Comments on it. You hear me?
Yes, indeed. I definitely want to have some more aesthetics because, you know, we need to update the people that, you know, we have a website coming soon and we have merch coming soon and all of these amazing things that we've been working on. So I want to make sure that the banner on the actual display of our show highlights some of those things so that we can, again, advertise, highlight, and let people know that we are out here together doing the work to heal.
Healing, doing this work. Honey, she is click, click, click. Let me search my brain. Let me see what my brain people are doing. My brain people are in hammocks, swinging in the breeze, sipping on virgin pina coladas, feet kicked up. Yeah, they chilling. I see a few people playing cards. They just hanging out. They're just hanging out, just chilling right now. I don't know what all of that means, but that is what is happening in this brain space right now with these brain people. They chilling.
Yes,
they chill.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So our brain, we have a merch request for the fan.
Okay.
So right. A fan line, that's fire.
I like that idea.
That's fire right there. That's fire right there, for sure. For sure. I felt that in my spirit. She is everything. Okay, so I'm going to let you introduce our next segment so that you can show off what you created for it.
Yes, because we're about to have a brain field trip, baby. Woo! Indeed.
Do it again. Do it again.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. That is the best ever. The freaking best. So what's a brain field trip, Bianca? Tell the people.
Oh my goodness. So this is the segment where we talk about what our brain people are doing and the field trips that we go on. And we are talking about our vision board. So we're doing our show and tell, and we're having that discussion. So I would love for you to go ahead and start, baby, because I need you to explain to the people about your two vision. I done gave it away. Your vision boards that you've created. I would love for you to go first and tell the people about what methods you used and how you created this vision board.
Bianca, you are so being so laced with so much sarcasm right now. So this is the backstory, y'all. Okay, we said we're doing vision boards right now. Bianca and I had talked about this some weeks ago, and I told her that I was going to watch a particular program. So Kev On Stage Studios and their universe is like one of my favorite universes to tap into. So I was like, I'm going to watch their show about doing vision boards, and I'm going to use their method. So she's like, okay, cool, right? I have this conference. Yeah, girl, I probably left an audio message. It was like, girl, ooh, because it's fire, right? So then, okay, it's time to do the vision boards, all right? So at first, Bianca was like, I already did mine. I was like, okay, let me get my shit together because I ain't done mine, right? Okay, so then I had already had my stuff written down in my notebook about what I had wanted to put on my vision board. So let me explain the method of how it goes, all right? So basically, I'm going to explain it, then I'm going to show it to y'all. All right. So imagine that there are two different vision boards. All right. One represents things that have already happened or things that you are certain are about to happen. Right. So maybe you have received an email and you just waiting on the confirmation, or you're just waiting on a timeline. So things that have already happened or things that are about to happen. And then the second vision board, if this were a poster board, it would be just one and it would be divided into quadrants. But this ain't, right? This virtual. So the second vision board is, what are the things that you are hoping for and aligning your intentions towards for this upcoming year? Okay. You have any questions about any of that, Bianca?
No, I do not.
Okay. So having said that, let me just do a few little change. Oh, wait, no. Where's that black background that we had before? You took it out of here. We'll just do that. All right. So this is my vision board that shows the things that have already manifested. And I am going to enlarge my screen. So I'm not going to be able to see comments. So if there are comments, please, you know, let me know. All right. So basically, what I discovered when I was doing this is that the first half of 2024 was really, really good. And it was a lot that was happening in my world that I had manifested, spoken to existence, what have you. So for instance, in the top left, you see where I moved to Medellin and Bianca came to Medellin for my birthday. And we frolicked all through Cartagena and Medellin and Barranquilla, and we just had an amazing time in Colombia. And that was a really, really, it was cool. Like, I had always been wanting to go to Cartagena. I specifically wanted to take the picture with the ladies, with the fruit, and like all of that. So that happened. Then in the top right, you also see the beautiful brown girls, girlfriends getaway. I went to St. Martin, so I was really excited about doing that and had manifested that I was going to go on the next girlfriends getaway. You'll also see on here, so if we go down another level, beautiful brown girls also came to a sunset. So let me not say that. My shows on Beautiful Brown Girls, Conversations of Brown Girl Boss, came to a sunset, and we had our final show. So that chapter closed. And then there's a picture of little me, and little me, I think this was like my second birthday party, if I'm not mistaken. But this is one of the only pictures that I have of little me, because I'm from New Orleans and we lost all of our pictures and photo albums in Hurricane Katrina. So I don't have a lot of pictures of my younger self, but this particular picture is a picture I had given in my yearbook, my senior year. And the quote that I said, our opportunities are like sunrises. If you wait too long, you miss them. And then right next to that is a double rainbow that I actually saw when I was living in Colombia. So it kind of just ties all that together in that spirit of expectation. This past year, I also developed my intuitive melanated life coaching certification program, and I certified 5 new life coaches. Exactly, right? So that was a really big deal. And I told you just a moment ago, I met with a literary coach. So that's her on the other side. I also started vlogging. I lost, I don't know, 30 pounds or so, and it wasn't on purpose, but I lost 30 pounds. So the scale is there representing that. I also started writing a children's book. So that little girl that you see there with the curly hair and the glasses is a model of the character that will be in my children's book. I also got an opportunity to work with Therapy for Black Girls and meet Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, which is an opportunity that is something I had manifested and said that I wanted to do. I am going through a complete rebranding process right now of my website and like everything, because I'm a new person, but I have started taking on, and let me go over to the next one. I've started taking on opportunities. So when I'm looking at 2024, my word for 2024 is manifest. Manifesting all, like you said earlier, all the things that I've been planning that have been in my spirit that I've been meaning and wanting to put out, but just didn't have the space. So expanding Mind of My Black Ass business, really getting into Professional Frolicker, claiming that this book project will result in some type of award, New York Times bestseller, whatever, like, but some type of recognition. And I see myself standing on stages. I see myself talking to people about this journey that I have been on. I've been seeing a lot of angel numbers. So the 1234111122, like, I've been taking screenshots of those, and I see them when they come up. And I just, going back in my camera roll, was like, this is wild. Like, God is really continuing to bring these things. So I'm going to start, like I said, writing my book. I'll be moving. So I will be getting my home settled down in almost the final last part is a screenshot of the international influence that I have right now. I made a post a few days ago. And I was like, I'm a little girl from New Orleans who dared to believe that I had the ability to change the world. And when I look at my metrics, I have people who are following me in Mexico, in Argentina, in Venezuela, in Colombia, in Costa Rica, in the United States. There are people in different countries that are tuning in and watching and paying attention to what I am doing. And I believe that that is going to expand. I am speaking that I will have some type of TEDx type experience, some type of TED talk, that this is going to lead to more interviews and a book tour. So that is my 2024 vision board.
Yes, indeed. Let's give you a round of applause for that. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well,
you ready for yours?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. Go ahead and put it up for me.
There it is.
Okay. So the method and how I put this vision board together is that I did not want more than 12 images. I wanted to not be so busy all over the place. I wanted to be able to quickly look, identify, and to pivot when necessary. So I want to just kind of briefly talk about why I selected what I selected, but then also other methods that I use to help. So first, I put the Belize picture there first because I have been very, very, very in love with Belize. I want to at least have a temporary home for me to be and stay and to frolic and to learn more in Belize. I'm going back in March and I'm very, very excited for it. The next image next to that is the brain, and it has a very techie type of illustration around it. The reason why this image captivated me so much is going back to several episodes in, okay, we've been talking about brain research, how mm-hmm. critical that is, but I am very intrigued with how the internet and screen time and how we've been using technology, how that has been impacting our brain, particularly mine, because I've been working behind the computer mm-hmm. for so long that I can only imagine what some of those impacts could be with my brain because of me working behind these devices and my job and what I do. The next image to the left is with a child holding a phone. Going back to social media, I want to be on stages and platforms talking about social media safety, security, and helping protect our children online. We need to make sure that online are safe spaces for our children. And so it starts with communication and education. And so that's what I want to do. And that is what's going to happen. The next image to the right of that is my agency's logo. And I am forever going to stand strong with Level 8. There's been times where I've decided that I don't want to have an agency anymore. But I have clarity on how I'm going to pivot in my agency. And I'm very blessed and grateful for that, which goes to the note, blessed, literally blessed to be in this position. The next image over is a shirt that is on Teaching for the Culture's website, and it says uplift our young kings and queens. And we have more shirts that will be available soon that you can get on the website, but mainly just focusing on Teaching for the Culture and making sure that we make Teaching for the Culture the best space and the safe space. All things education.
Yeah.
Oh, it's lit over there on your
girl,
side.
Girl, I was like, let me mute myself because this sit, girl, go ahead. Sorry.
And making Teaching for the Culture a premier place where we can have equity in education and we can advocate for our children and we can make sure that we can have the support that's needed in our educational spaces. It goes down in the DMs. Yes, that's a course that's going to be coming out soon regarding what is actually happening behind some of those hidden DMs. There are apps that are out there that your children have access to that actually have hidden folders where they can message people. And unless you know how to have access to those hidden folders, you would never see those correspondence. That is very dangerous and that is very unsafe. So these conversations and these courses are vital. The next image is the logo for Freedom and Fulfillment. For those of you who have been following my journey for some time now, Freedom and Fulfillment has been the mantra for me and will continue and forever will be. freedom and fulfillment is something that I'm striving every day, but also wanting other people to strive to have that, whatever that looks like for them. Having freedom in what you do and fulfillment in what you do is ultimately the keys. So the last image is, again, this love. I have so much love to give. I can't wait to when we have conversations about our dating stories and our love lives and like how that's transforming. Cause girl, I got some stories of just stuff that is happening around here. So when I made this vision board, I also use words. Okay. This is a book that I use to write things down that are important to me. The front cover of this is actually from Psalms 19 and 14. And it's, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And so the word that I have for 2024 is alignment. This alignment. Is the word that I will be using. 2023 was intentional, being intentional. This year is about alignment and making sure that you are in alignment. So I am making sure that in everything that I do, that I am in alignment with what God has called me to do and alignment with my freedom and fulfillment in that process, because life is too short to have anything different. And I am just grateful to still be here to share my story and my testimony. Alignment, y'all. 2024. Manifest in alignment. I like it. I'm here for
it. I love it. I'm here for it. So y'all put y'all's whatever your word is for the year into the comments, into the chat, because we really want to I don't want to sound churchy, but we want to align and direct all of our intentions towards what we are building in this community, right? So if we are looking at alignment, then we want to make sure that we are paying attention to that and noticing that and walking with intention in that. If we are looking for things to manifest, then are we sharing those moments when that manifestation happens? All of that is a part of honoring what God is doing and leaving his track record so that we can go back and watch what God has done. That's one of the things I have so many questions that I wanted to ask and want to ask you. One of the questions is, what did you find most difficult when you were going through the process of doing your vision board?
So having a blank canvas and not really having a guide on what it should look like or what it could look like was a bottleneck for me. Just even finding images in my mind of like, okay, I'm going to put it, but how am I going to structure it? I like things to be in order and in alignment and the same ratio. So when I did my vision board this time, you can look at it and see that there is no type of order in the sense of trying to make sure that the squares are in alignment with each other. They are just all in different angles and sections. And so that was a struggle for me. I had to release and let go of what I thought it should be instead of just doing it. And so that goes back to the whole perfectionism of wanting to have everything to look perfect and be perfect. But like, what does that actually mean when you actually think about it and sit in stillness? Like, what does a perfect vision board look like? Because I don't know, but I like my vision board. I executed what I need to execute. And it's a visual representation of me, of where I'm going in 2024. Mm-hmm. So the first thing was difficult seeing a blank canvas. And then because I didn't have a grid line or markers of where things should go, then the next thing was, well, the placement, where should it go? And then that's where, again, I was like, I'm not here to make it perfect. I'm here just to put these images here. So by me setting a rule to say having no more than a certain amount of images allowed me to cut down on trying to find so many different imagery and symbols and all of that. Like, we're sticking to a number and we're going to execute based on that number. And so this is the result.
So how did you get yourself, like, how did you go through the process of recognizing I'm getting bottlenecked and I'm getting stuck? So let me put some parameters in place to help me.
Ooh, so I would say we've been talking about this vision board template for a minute, and we had conversations of, did you make the template? And I was like, no, but I know I needed to make it. So I think, one, it was just time and me procrastinating to where I couldn't procrastinate anymore. So then it had to be done because it was something I committed to doing, to where those parameters were put into place because I was under pressure. Yeah.
I think for me, it was most difficult to I don't know that difficult is the word I want to use. I think for me, the bottleneck occurred when I started listing out all the good things that had happened. Because it felt for me, so one of the things, like when you see a movie or like when you do a training or whatever, like the last thing that you experience is usually the thing that you remember, right? So because the last half of 2023 was ridiculous, that is what I felt like the totality of 2023 was. So when I was going back, so actually I had started, let me go back to mine. I had started, my vision board had actually cut off. So the first top, very top row and the very bottom row, those weren't there at first. And then I started thinking about more things. And then I was like, oh my gosh, that did happen. And so did that. And that. So then I started like adding more things. So I think for me, the brain shift was something that I try to remind myself of, like a statement that I usually say is, a bad moment does not equal a bad day. You know, a bad day does not equal a bad week. A bad week does not equal a bad month. A bad month does not equal a bad year. And I think I had really thrown 2023 away and been like, it was trash. And the second half of it was pretty trash. It very much had trash tendencies. Okay. It was a lot that was going on at the end of the year, but the beginning of the year was not trash. It actually was a very good start to a year, and a lot of things came about that I had been wanting to manifest. So that for me was like, I have to be intentional about that. I have to be intentional about not discounting what the good things that are happening, even in the moments where it feels like everything is falling apart, because it's not all bad. It's not.
Yeah. I like that. I like the way that you said that.
What's resonating with you? I'm wondering.
So like, sometimes we think about the trauma and the obstacles that we went through, and it be so deep and it consumes us so much so that we don't see sometimes the bright light that has occurred in other spaces, and not having a moment to have that gratitude until we actually sit in that stillness and actually really think about that thing. And so like this assignment, our heart work is what we call it, had you to sit and literally think. And it seems like, because you used a lot of images that was on your phone. So I'm assuming that you went through your phone and was like, oh, wow, look at this and look at this and look at that. And that was some of the things that I did, too, is like look through my phone and see certain stuff. But I wasn't about to pull all them images and send it to my phone. Baby, we had a limit. We had a number of pictures that we was going to execute. But I like how you did it and the methodology in which you did it.
Yeah. So
it really speaks to me. And I hope that even if the folks that are watching this live or watching the replay, that vision board template is still up for you to use. It is accessible. It's written out. So if you do want to create a vision board, it is not too late to do so. And we will make sure that we uplift the link in the comment so that you can download this resource and use it as you see fit. And you'll see how I did it. And you'll also see how Kimberlyn did it. And you do it your own way because it's your vision board for you to visualize and for you to manifest and find your alignment in 2024.
Exactly. And that's, I'm glad you said that, because that's what I was going to say, like the pressure that we have of what something is supposed to look like because we're comparing it to somebody else's. And this is for you, you know, so whatever makes sense to you and whatever is going to direct your thoughts in your heart, that's what it looks like. There is no right or wrong answer. Like there is no right or wrong way to do it. You know, some people do vision boards like with just words, you know, but I did want to go back to what you were saying about scrolling back through my phone, because I have really taken, and I know you've been doing this too, so I have this question for you too when I finish, but I have really taken a lot of joy in going back and reflecting on things that have happened now that I'm on the other side, or now that I'm however many months, years past. And one of the things that I appreciate about Facebook memories is it brings these memories up. And it's always interesting to me to see, wow, I was talking about this same thing 12 years ago. This seems applicable. You know, it's become a really, how do I want to call it? It's become a favorite pastime of mine to go back and be like, let me listen to myself. So I know you were telling me the other day, and we didn't really talk about it too much, but you were telling me the other day about you had watched some of your old videos. And I'm wondering how it felt for you to watch the video. Not necessarily what you were talking about in the video, but how did it feel for you to watch yourself talking about whatever you were talking about? And also, were you able to watch yourself without criticizing yourself?
Was I able to watch myself without criticizing? Absolutely not. I definitely was nitpicking. I was like, yep, I messed up there. Wow. Okay. I can't believe I said that on live. Perfect. Okay. But looking back, there was a show that I had 3 seasons of. It was called Morning Tea and Allegations. And the show was centered around educational politics, particularly in Hillsborough County, which is the 3rd largest school district in the state of Florida and the 7th largest in the entire nation of the United States of America. Okay. So we're talking about a very large school district with a very large influence and all the things that are happening in that. When I watched some of those videos, I did criticize myself, but I also was reflecting on where I am now in my public speaking, my presence, how I show up online. And I was very proud of myself, even though I critiqued myself in that process. So it wasn't like I just completely was just a negative Nancy and just completely just criticizing me to the point where I didn't feel valued or joy. I did feel very joyous seeing the evolution of just even sound effects and camera and lighting. And oh my gosh, like there has just been so much that has changed since some of those episodes. Mm-hmm. Just the production quality. I am very impressed.
As you should be.
I'm very impressed.
And I'm glad you can appreciate your knack for production quality, because it has definitely gotten more polished. I'm wondering, when you talk about your confidence in public speaking and all that kind of stuff, what did you see were the differences there?
So I know how I present and speak now is on a completely different level than back then, mm-hmm. just listening to myself. Mm-hmm. I feel more confident in what I'm saying and how I show up, and also being very vulnerable with y'all to let y'all know that I also didn't have tea in my cup when I was doing those episodes. It wasn't tea. Okay, I wasn't drinking tea. It was champagne and orange juice. Okay? So I'm just being honest. And so that, you know, plays a part of how that goes. Like, so I am grateful that I don't have to go there and do that. I also am grateful that I'm able to handle and stand my own without needing any type of external influences for me to be very direct and bold mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. what I'm saying and how I'm showing up. So it was definitely full circle, though. Like with some of these Facebook memories, are very triggering, Kimberly.
I agree.
To the point where I'm like, delete. Like, and I'm really adamant about like not deleting anything, because I'm like, I don't like deleting receipts, but there's just some things that just got to go.
Okay. I feel that.
But watching it though, and I just feel so strongly about what God is going to do and how I show up with this good old microphone and this good old system and setup that I have now, that it is just the beginning of what is going to occur.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, I'm excited about that. Because I had gone back and watched one of your videos. It might have been like early 2019. I'm not sure. But it came up some kind of way. And I could see the difference in your standing on business.
Yes, indeed.
If you will, right? Because so y'all have to like go back. If you search Morning Tea and Allegations, if you search Bianca Goolsbee, I'm certain that some of these episodes will come up. Y'all cutting a fool on this here internet. You hear me? Mm-hmm. I'm talking wigs and props and soundtracks and diss tracks.
them diss tracks was fire though, boy. We had some good old diss tracks. You know, I will be very honest and transparent with y'all right now about some of my antics. I was awful in the sense of
relentless.
I wanted to make sure everybody knew what was happening. And if you didn't know what was happening, then that, I don't know how, because we reached so many people with Morning Tea and Allegations. We reached so many people with our school board forums and our interviews. We had reached over 100,000 people in 1 month, according to Facebook.
It was a lot.
We reached a lot of people with the work that we were doing. So it's very interesting how people was like, oh, you acting a fool on the internet. Nobody's giving you attention. But the analytics had spoke something else. And it wasn't for attention. It was a marketing strategy. Because before all of that of acting a fool, I was very professional and polished. I acted like I had a, you know, I acted just as if I have an MBA behind my name, like I do. I was very professional on business, but was only getting 20 views. Now, when I slapped a wig on and I had a different code and I, you know, just like y'all was playing with those brooms because the Nassau said it, you know, I said Nassau, Lord.
I was about to say NASA, sis.
Because NASA.
But I was one of those people. They had got me with the brooms. I'm not going to even lie. Bruh. I'm not going to lie. I felt like this.
Kimberlyn.
I felt like it was a phenomenon. And my broom, I actually had my broom standing up for a few days. And I just walked around it.
That is so wild.
Yeah, they got me.
That is so wild.
I was like, and you know what's so funny is I am a science teacher. However, my degree is in biology. It is not in any form of astronomy. So, okay. I was like, sure. That's a sentence. Yep. Okay. Yeah, it worked. I'm just saying. I was people.
It was a good time though. It was a good time. It was needed and necessary. Would I go back and change some things? Absolutely. Said what I said. Yeah, I would.
What would you change?
Great question. So there are certain people that I gave more life in the situation that I'd feel like I should have just not given them the energy, space, light. And so in those situations, I would have continued to just keep that part dark and not bring any light or illuminate any of that. Mm-hmm. However, I said what I said. I will stand on what I said, and I did.
I said what I said.
And I need people to understand that if you're going to run for school board, you better make sure that you are operating with accountability, transparency, and integrity. And if you are not running for school board, but you have an elected office, that also applies to you too.
Period.
Because if you are in an honorable position and you're being dishonorable, then it's time for you to go.
Period. Okay. Period. Clip that and put that on the loop. Okay. No, I appreciate you though, bringing that up. And I think there are going to be some more memories that are going to be popping up, you know, the closer that we get to election season, because that's really when, boy, the shit was popping, y'all. The shit was popping. Popping. Okay. So I'll be interested to see what other types of memories come up that might cause some reflection, whatever that might look like, you know, on our end. But like Bianca said, you all can still do the vision board. Did we find that template link? Can you look for that?
Yes, I'll get it.
So we'll put the vision board link into the chat. It is never too late to do a vision board, right? This is the thing. Everybody be like, oh, you got to do this in January. And that is not the truth, all right? Nothing happens if you don't do it in January, if you wait till March or like whatever. The other thing I wanted to uplift, I was talking to my therapist before, like when winter first started, and she was like, a lot of times people try to do things like, I'm going to hit the ground running in January, and they find it difficult. January is winter time. Okay. So because January is winter time, that means that your body might not really be in a position to want to create and like all of that. Creation happens naturally during spring. So if your body right now is in this place of preparation and hibernation, that is okay. Let March be when you're going to launch or when you're going to do new things, right? It doesn't have to be. I want us to release ourselves from this like time prison. Like, we do not have to do things at a certain time, especially when we're talking about things that are going to help our self-care practices and mental health. Like, just let it relax. Okay. It is all right. So wanted to uplift that. Also, we had given a heart work assignment, and we're calling it heart work, not homework, because this is work that we're doing all together on our hearts. Last episode, we had talked about watching Small Doses with Amanda Seales and Kirk Franklin, The Side Effects of Faith. If you have not watched that, we still recommend that you watch that, because it really sparks some conversations about faith and what that looks like. Today, Bianca and I have talked a lot about our faith, and that's what we're going to start unpacking next week, is like our next show, sorry, in 2 weeks, is how our faith impacts the way that we operate. But also there's been a journey to this faith. So I don't want it to come across like we just woke up and I always had faith. I always like been like this. That is not factual. Okay. So next show, we're going to be talking about our faith journey, which is a consistent journey, but really being transparent about what that looks like for us. We're going to talk about chakras. And if you have not already watched the movie, The Shack, S-H-A-C-K, The Shack, please do watch The Shack. We were told last show that is on Hulu. So if you are in the U.S., it's on Hulu. If you're not in the U.S., it is on Amazon Prime and you can rent it or buy it. And also there are probably some snippets also on YouTube, to be honest, which is somewhere. So The Shack, we want y'all to watch. And then again, next show, we will be talking about that faith journey and being very transparent about what the journey has been like as we have gotten to wherever the current place is in this this faith walk, because I don't think there's an ending to it until we leave up out of here. So it is a consistent journey. So we'll be sharing with you all what that looks like on our journey. So having said that, Bianca, where do people can find you, girl?
Yes, indeed. You can find me at BiancaGoolsby.com. That is BiancaGoolsby.com. On the website, you will see links to my different ventures, articles that I've published, and my social media spaces. So that's where you could find me, BiancaGoolsby.com. Where can they find you at, girl?
So I would like for you all to connect with me at Minding My Black Ass Business, okay, on all platforms. Facebook, it has 2 Z's because Facebook don't be wanting me to cuss. On YouTube, Patreon, Instagram, TikTok. I have so many vlogs that I have to upload on my Patreon, but this is what I want to say. My Patreon people, it's a treat. It's a treat. We talking about the things, and we kind of mentioned in passing about these dating chronicles, but I do want y'all to know that that is in the works of us creating the space to talk about these dating stories. Because, baby, you talking about wild. I done had a whole lifetime special out here in these dating streets, okay?
Oh, my God.
Baby, listen to me, honey. It is wild, okay? Yes, so we are also creating that space, and that's gonna live on Patreon. Though you're gonna have to put a little something on it to get that tea, okay? You gotta put a little something on it. But let me tell you, it's mighty juicy. All right, so we're definitely gonna be creating that space. And again, remember, I will be starting a new podcast with my cousin called. So you don't put syrup on your grilled cheese. And we're working on that. So that's going to be coming really soon. So again, mindingmyblackassbusiness.com. That's where you can find all things about me. And from there, you'll be able to navigate to every other space and place that I have. So you got anything else before we roll up out of here?
No, I just want to let people know. I said no, and then I had something to say.
And I was about to call it out, too.
Yikes. I do have something to say. I just want to uplift the people that are watching this live and watching the replay. Just say thank you. Thank you for the love that you give us. Thank you for the messages you've been giving us about what we're doing and recognizing and understanding why we're doing it. And it is just amazing to be back. And please follow us on these spaces. We have new social media channels that have been created. And the fact that we were able to get this certain handle
is wow.
Was very divine. some of the domain names that we were able to secure, very divine. There was some premium domains that no longer became premium domains, and we were able to secure it less than $20. Like, that was divine. So I am just grateful to y'all for watching and supporting us in this work. And I can't wait to see y'all in the Patreon, baby, because that's where it's about to go down.
Period and point blank. Hey, Sterling, thank you for coming. You're going to have to catch the replay. We out of here. So we'll be back, y'all, on February 7th. That will be our next show. Again, we are here every 2 weeks. And please remember, you can catch the replay, share, continue to like, continue to comment. We see it all. But as Bianca said, we love y'all so much. Thank you. And we'll see y'all later.
Bye.